Listen, it's always been difficult. But 21s, you know, in Donegal, we're different up here because for more reasons than not. You know, logistic, very, very difficult to get all the players together. Huge amount of lads at college. I think there's 13 in Dublin, there's 3 in Galway. There's one in Belfast, one in Dundalk, one at Lone. So trying to get those guys together. So basically, a lot of stuff had to be done at weekends. We try to get together once or twice during the week, midweek, but very, very difficult. And then there's a lot of lads within the senior group. So it made it difficult, and we have a number of injuries. But listen, we have a good squad. There's a strong squad there. But we know the task ahead of us is going to be huge going into Omagh, into Tyrone, into their backyard. Tyrone have been, I mean, they've been the benchmarkers at underage, under 18, under 21 over the last decade or two. And we know it's a big, big task.
Yeah. Before we look at Tyrone, how has your squad changed and evolved from last year? There would be about six or seven who would have started that have progressed away from under 21. But then there's more faltering in at the other end.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's a number of lads. There's a good number that were there last year. Some of those now are out through injury. There's lads that, you know, have gone that, like, so Kieran Thompson, Jigger would have been there last year, but he had his injury. Conor O'Donnell, Jack O'Brien, these guys, Eamon McGrath, have all moved on. And there's a couple of young lads coming in. Jason McGee was one of those guys that come in, but unfortunately he's out injured. But listen, it's the basis of two teams, the 2014-2015 minor teams, plus a number of last year's minor squad. So there's a lot of good lads coming through. There's a lot of good work being done. And, you know, our aim always was to get these guys through to play senior football. And you know, this is the last step for a lot of them now on the 21 level.
Yeah. How big a blow is it that you've lost the likes of Jason McGee? Because he's been, I think, him a lot of credit. He's been brilliant for Donegal this year, for such a young man to play 4 league games at a senior level. And the other guys is Goodore's Kieran Gillespie, just not happening for him with injury so far this year. And they would be seen as two major players on the under 21 front for you, Declan. When you get into such a high level game against Tyrone, are they seen as two massive losses to you?
Absolutely. Two big players. Kieran Gillespie, a regular last year, played championship football at the senior level, has been plagued by injuries since the turn of the year. Jason has started all 4 matches in the middle of the field and playing against the likes of David Moore and the likes of Brian Fenton and these guys against top quality midfielders, and he's come out well in all those games and really improving with every game. Just unfortunate, he picked up that injury last weekend against Cavan, and he'll miss Wednesday's match. It's an opportunity again for other players to come in and say, we have a strong squad. I know it's going to be really tested, but somebody else will have to stand up and take on that mantle.
Yep. Do you think that you have a stronger and a tighter unit there this year?
Well, I think so. I think a lot of the lads we would have, yeah, as I said, come out of 2014, where we had a successful spell at minor level in 2015. A lot of these lads we'd have worked with right through from under 16. And you know, a lot of these lads are making great strides, there's no doubt about that there. You know, as I say, the injuries and those that can't make it, that's unfortunate. But you know, I think the McKenna Cup was good in terms of using other players, and it definitely stretched their squad in the McKenna Cup, and it gave us a number of highly intense matches at competitive level, which was good from our point of view.
Yeah. What's the jump like from minor to under 21? Because there's a huge jump from minor to senior in modern day football. But what's it like, the jump for these young men coming up out of minors, a successful team as you said, and making it as far as the next level?
Yeah, it's a huge, there's no doubt, it's a big, big step. You know, minor to 21, you know, very few can make that. You look at Jason McGee. Jason McGee's an exception to the rule. You know, he's come in, he's played in the middle of the park. He's a big, strong lad. He's still developing, and he still has a lot of developing to do. And, you know, we'd hope that Jason McGee will be around for the next decade. And you know, he's big boots to fill in Neil Gallagher's absence. And, you know, he's one of these type of players that we don't have a huge amount of. He stands at about 6'4", very good ball player. And he's definitely one that for the future of Donegal. A lot of work's at minor level now. They start their strength and conditioning programs early. But even that step from being a 17 or 18 year old guy to 20, 21, 22, there's still a big gap there. There's at least 3-4 years in terms of strength and conditioning that need to be done. And you're coming up against a lot of strong physical players now. And, you know, the game has moved on. I mean, every year you see huge changes. And if you're out of this game at all for any length of time, it's a big step up getting back into the game, you know.
Yeah, and particularly at under 21 level, the conveyor belt so quick and the changes so quick.
Absolutely, exactly. And, you know, under 21, it's a very, very quick season. You know, next Wednesday night, we play Tyrone. And it's knockout, that's it. And it's a runoff fairly, fairly quickly. And we haven't looked past the 15, to be quite honest. We knew when the draw was made, this was a huge, huge test for us. And, you know, that's what we've been gearing for the last 4 months.
Yep. Has the experience of the McKenna Cup and playing in the Northwest Cup, has, will that stand to the players, particularly that McKenna Cup, those three games that you played at the start of the year, given that, that Tyrone weren't doing that with the McKenna Cup, and we understand Tyrone haven't really played competitive matches, it's just been challenge games?
Well, it was important from our point of view to see exactly where the squad was. We didn't have access to the full squad in the McKenna Cup because of college commitments, but as I said, it gave other lads an opportunity playing against senior intercounty opposition like the Cav and like the Tyrone, and against good college side like UUJ. So it gave those guys an opportunity to play at that level and see exactly, you know, where they're at. You know, Tyrone have played a lot of matches in terms of challenge games. I think they've played something like 7 or 8 matches over the last maybe 6-7 weeks, so they've played a lot of matches, and they're going to be a difficult opposition, there's no doubt about that there. We know that, and you know, they have a management team that won it 2 years ago, the 2015 Under-21 All-Ireland, yeah. And you have Peter Canavan, Brian Doher and Fergal Logan involved again. So listen, it's a big test, a big ask, and you know, it's going to be a real championship battle on Wednesday evening.
Yeah, and they'll obviously be hurting from losing the final last year as well at the hands of Monaghan, but they have some class acts in there. So they have one man in particular, the likes of Lee Brennan, part of the senior squad. He's a very, what would you call him, exciting and enthusiastic forward, and can really punish teams. There's McDonald and McKiernan are just a couple of players as well that are involved in the senior setup, and very, very strong, Declan.
Yeah, strong all round. Mm. They're well set up, and you know, Lee Brennan, yeah, good player, and they have a number of very good players, there's no doubt about that. There, there's number of those players within that senior setup in Tyrone, and you know, Mickey and the Tyrone, they take their time getting these players through. You know, there a lot of the lads now that played 2 years ago are making that move on to the senior squad, and that's why Tyrone's going to be there. They're going to be at the top of that three for the next decade, and you know, a lot of good work has gone on in Tyrone at underage level, and you see their centre of excellence there in Garvahy. I mean, it's just massive. It's a brilliant place, and as I say, a lot of money invested and a lot of time invested in a lot of these underage. We're also doing a lot of good work at the minute. It'd be great to see the Convoy Centre of Excellence eventually finished. The playing pitches, there's 4 of them there now, or there's three in use at the minute. And, you know, the building has to start now, and that's the next step. And, you know, if we get all that set up, then, you know, we will be right up there with those teams.
Yeah, well, just back on to the game next Wednesday night against Tyrone. The squad suffered defeat last year at the hands of Tyrone, so both these sides know each other well. There's a rivalry there. It was a bit of a heated battle last time out. I was expecting the usual championship tussle between these two neighbours, Declan?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a local derby. It's a championship match. It's in Omagh. It's always going to be difficult. And, you know, we'll be looking at players stand up and be counted. It's going to be a big test. It's going to be 60 plus minutes of real championship atmosphere there. I mean, it'd be appealing to make sure a lot of Donegal supporters travel there. This is the future of Donegal football. And you know, it'd be great to get out of Omagh with a victory on Wednesday evening,
and to get a one to start the championship would continue that development, Declan, and given us the last year of the Under-21 football championship, and also it could be a special occasion to maybe go the whole way this year. I know you're not looking past the 15th, but if you want to continue that development, getting one number one is key.
Yeah, and they don't come any difficult than Tyrone. But listen, you know, we started this process going back 5 years, 6 years ago at under 15, under 16 level, and I say a lot of these guys have moved right through that system now, and you know, we wanted to create that winning mentality within that group, and I think we've done it to a fair degree. I mean, as I say, the next step now is 21. This is their last step onto the senior ladder. Some of them have made that step already, that they're in around that senior setup to, you know, to finish out the under 21 campaign. You know, Ulster would be great, but we're not looking past Wednesday evening.